Hi, and welcome to my fourth diary entry. So today is July 12th, 2021, and it's a good day, but I'm really, really tired. I had a very busy weekend, did a lot of running around. So now that I'm kind of just sitting here, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I can feel how tired, how exhausted I truly am. I'm not distracted or anything, and it's just hitting me like a brick, like a ton of bricks. And so I'm really excited to relax today, get some good sleep early, and then tomorrow start my week, start my classes, feeling much better. So in terms of the world, there is a lot of happening right now with even the Olympics. Like they were saying how there was, you know, COVID numbers were rising and things, and that's why the Olympics are going to be have no actual audience in the stands during the events, during the sports events, which is really interesting. There's like kind of some controversy with going on with all that stuff. There's also just like a lot of news that about like buildings collapsing or people getting, like there was recently a crane literally today in BC, I believe, that had killed somebody because it collapsed. And not long ago there was a condo in Florida that collapsed and killed many people. And it's just like a lot of, I don't know, a lot of architectural issues or something, and just really devastating tragedies. There's also riots and protests in Cuba. I haven't done enough research to really dive in deep, but I was planning on it tomorrow when I'm feeling better. And it's just, you know, another week of course, really difficult news. And COVID-wise, we are much better here, though. There is, I think, zero deaths again from COVID in Canada or in Ontario, I believe, Ontario. Not that many cases, I think around 100 or so, which is amazing to hear. And obviously, vaccination is continuing. I actually have my dose. My vaccination second dose was supposed to be in October, but they messaged me on, I think, Saturday to say that it's going to be at the end of July. So definitely speeding up way quicker than they even planned in the first place, which is amazing. I'm feeling okay. I am just really tired. Mental health wise, I am just trying to stay on track as much as I can with all the schoolwork and all the things that are going on, and stay positive and have kind of a good clear head during it, because it is really strange to sort of be having like had no one that they're talking to, and then suddenly just be socializing with much more people and have this, you know, way of, when you're talking to people, you have to have this type of facade on, facade's the wrong word, type of face on, you know, you're smiling, you're happy, you're positive, you're listening, you're paying attention. It's just, it's not fake or anything. It's just that you're putting in extra effort to socialize. And sometimes that's really draining when you haven't done it for a while, or when you're doing it a lot in one go. So it's been interesting. But today I want to talk about somebody who I watched a documentary today about her. The documentary is called Finding Vivian Mayer. It was done in 2013. It actually premiered at TIFF in Toronto and was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Documentary Feature in 2014. So definitely a successful documentary. I saw it on Prime, and it was really interesting because it was about a woman who lived just like a very strange life and sort of kind of gained success after she died, like in as success as in like international recognition or recognition from other people around her. So my whole thing was, when I saw that, was what even is success? Like, what, you know, kind of life does somebody have to lead, like in what way, for them to be deemed successful or feel successful? Which is like definitely subjective question, or there's definitely subjective answers to that question. But the thing is, though, now we're living in a world where social media is all about successes. Everybody posts them looking pretty, looking good with their loved ones, or, you know, winning prizes or going on vacation or milestones or like whatever it is, you know, like starting a new job, having a baby, like all of these things. And those are all successes. And we barely post, don't post about the sad parts pretty much, or the difficult parts that led to the successes. But also, like, we value now so much the posting of them and the sharing of them for them to be successes to us personally. So like, if I get a new job or whatever, I feel like, oh, I have to post about it, or else it's not like a real success or one that is even deemed like special necessarily. Like that's almost like the mentality that's been around now. And especially with COVID, I feel like now that COVID has happened, there's like 10 times more pressure to seem like you're doing stuff, you're getting out there. And like, also there's way more FOMO. Like I went out for like a couple weeks when things started opening up, like I socialized quite a bit and then I just felt drained. So it's kind of like, how do you balance that? And what really matters in terms of celebrating your own accomplishments? And like, anyways, this woman, her name was Vivian Dorothy Mayer. She was born February 1st in 1926 in New York City. So she is known now as a street photographer, and her work was discovered and like recognized after she passed away. So it was discovered, her work was discovered by a man. He's a Chicago collector, I believe like an art collector, photography collector. His name is John Maloof, and he acquired some of her photos in 2007. And there was actually two other collectors that did the same. They found some of her prints and negatives in some suitcases, and their names were Ron Slattery and Randy Prow. And so imagine being a collector and finding these incredible photographs. What did they do? They just shared it online, because that's kind of what how you spread the news nowadays. And so her photos were first published online in July 2008 by Slattery, but nobody really like replied to it or cared for it much at the time. And then in October 2009, John Maloof, he linked his blog to a selection of her photos on Flickr, and it ended up going viral, and so many people were interested in her work. And so her work, just to describe it briefly, is very raw, I guess you could say. It's like she was a street photographer, so she would kind of go into the streets and take photographs of, you know, moments that people would have while they're, I guess, on their way to work, walking by, you know, the kids running around. So she would capture these like incredible moments of pain or loneliness or awkwardness or happiness, you know, or kid crying because their ice cream fell on the floor, or like a woman touching up her makeup but like walking down the street looking fabulous, or you know, whatever that was. And it's just so like gripping to see those photos, because it just kind of captured these intense moments, and she was just really good at that. So, and they're mainly black and white as well. But interestingly enough, she was so talented. She was super passionate, because she had like over 150,000, like what's it called? Photos that she had taken, film and I always forget that word, not film, negatives. There you go. And they were kind of just stored away. And that's why they were discovered like years later. She didn't show her work to absolutely nobody. She barely had like family. You know, once these collectors found her, they started investigating, like, who is this woman? What's her life about? What is she like? Why has this not been shared? And turns out she's been a nanny this whole time. For like 40 years, she was a nanny. And she kind of used that job to get photos. Like, she would take kids out all the time on little outings, and on those streets, she would take photos. So she would like make the kid wait for her and just kind of do her photography stuff. And it's really like shocking, because she was a very private person. Sometimes she would change her names. She would not really tell people much about her. Her family was like non-existent in her life. And, you know, even at one point she traveled, but she traveled alone. She went to Los Angeles, Manila, Bangkok, Shanghai, Beijing, India, Syria, Egypt, and Italy, and took thousands and thousands of really, really beautiful photos. And again, didn't show them to anyone, didn't develop them, or kind of developed a few, just hid there, did nothing, was lonely, didn't tell anybody, you know, none of those things. The only thing that people knew, I mean, she had the camera around her neck, like a lot of times they said in the documentary, and she was kind of always with it, but nobody thought much of it. They're just like, oh, okay, like, she just likes to take pictures, whatever. Even in the 1970s, she worked as a housekeeper for Phil Donahue. Obviously, he's a talk show host, very famous one. So she had like kind of different nanny jobs, different housekeeping jobs, very jobs that people wouldn't necessarily consider to be quote unquote successful. Obviously, I don't necessarily think that's the case, but it's just you know, how the world, society sort of judges certain types of positions, unfortunately. And yeah, so she never really, she did try apparently to share her stuff in this little French town that she was lived in for a bit. In a shop, she wanted to sell some of her photos, but that's the only thing that they had on record that they could find that she wanted to share. Aside from that, people thought, no, she's just not interested in exposing that side of herself or that work that she's done. I found this online. So the way that John Maloof, he said that he interviewed tons of the children that she nannied, and they said that they would describe her as a socialist, a feminist, a movie critic, a tell it like it is type of person. And you know, she seems very like, this is the way I want to live my life, and that's that. And that's really what she did. So as she got older and older, she was very lonely. She had struggled with money and stuff like that, and just kind of was like a hoarder in a way, because she had all this work that she had done. She apparently used to like stack newspapers up to like almost the ceiling in her room, and you could barely walk through because there's so many newspapers, because she just wanted to collect everything and like go through them one day, go through them and kind of pick out the articles she liked. Like, she was kind of, I don't want to say obsessive compulsive with those things, but definitely there was something, she had a strong desire and passion that connected her to these behaviors. And so the Ginsburg brothers, who she actually looked after when they were little kids, they tried to help her when she became, you know, older and she had no money. And so she was evicted, and they actually helped her find an apartment. And in November 2008, she fell and she hit her head on the on ice. And after that, she was taken to a hospital, but she just wasn't able to recover. And so she went to a nursing home for some months, and she actually passed away on April 21st, 2009. I believe she was 83 years old. And then in 2000, and so after she was passed away, that's when her work was discovered. And in 2014 to 2015, that school year, the School of Art Institute of Chicago, they made the Vivian Mayer Scholarship Fund, and it was established for female students who needed some financial help in the art school. So basically, I kind of want to just talk about like what is success, because now that I've, you know, we've been through COVID, a big chunk of COVID, it's, you start to really think about your role and who you are and what you want to do, and like all the things that you feel like, oh, like I didn't have time to do before. Now that I'm at home, I can do them. Or you start to really realize like, what is it that I'm actually passionate about? What kind of mark do I want to leave? What kind of way do I want to shift my life in order to be better or to be successful? And success, again, it could be, I could say success for me is having 3 cars and living on the beach or whatever. Or somebody else could say success is making sure that their kids are happy. You know, there's so many varieties of that. But for the most part, we do seek recognition from other people. And it's very interesting that Vivian Mayer, who she lived a life kind of on her own terms. So, you know, really, she sounds like she was doing whatever she wanted to do. But she didn't have the success that she, with her work, that she had until after she passed away. So she never really got to experience any of it. And it's crazy because she could have maybe had it during, if she kind of put her work out more and tried to do that. And we don't know if she wanted that or didn't want that. It sounded like she was a very private person, so probably not. She would have, you'd think she would have tried a little bit to do that. But yeah, it's just kind of like she was okay with doing that version of her life and not having people, you know, putting in their input or defining success for her. That's what it seems like. So it's just interesting because I feel like with social media age, we do see success as outwardly, like getting external validation. And that's pretty much the main kind of thing that I thought about when I watched this. I feel like for me personally, though, going through COVID and going through just career change, and now, you know, I'm doing school now and I quit my full-time job for this. And, you know, money-wise, it's strange to have a full-time income and then suddenly not. So there's a struggle there, but there's also the temporary aspect of it, and saying like, okay, if I do this for this amount of time, later on I will be quote unquote successful in the way that I want to be. And now that I'm kind of going through it, I'm starting to think like, I don't really know 100% what my version of success is in this industry. I can't tell if it's being, you know, involved with like a news organization that is, you know, recognized in some way, shape or form, or kind of being in a more, I want to say, up and coming new sort of space, like taking on the more modern type of journalist, you know, like being more online and YouTubing and all these kinds of things. Like, I don't know if I would necessarily just do that myself. I'd want to do it more with other people, but you know what I mean? There's just different versions of it, and it's definitely difficult to figure out. So I'm in the process of that still. So yeah, that's my diary entry for today.